Welcome to Dr. Beth's Compassionate Parenting National Teleconference Series. I'm your host, Dr. Beth Hallvard, and you are listening to Bridging the Parent-Teen Gap and Transforming the Bad Teen Rap as teens across America are stepping into their greatness. Each week I talk with guests and audience members about important and timely teen issues and challenges. On every call, you'll learn something new that you can bring to your life. Today, we are talking with Annie Fox, and she's going to be talking with teens across the country about being yourself and making choices to support each other.
You're listening to the Dr. Beth Show. We now join this program already in progress.
Dear Annie, I have a problem. I went out with this really nice girl for 6 months. We broke up in January, and I still like her. I have asked her out, and she just says she doesn't have an answer. We're still good friends, and I don't want to lose that. I don't think I will, though, but what should I do? So he asked her out, and she says she doesn't have an answer. What's the deal?
Maybe he should, like, move on, but, like, still be her friend. If she doesn't want to, like, be together like that, then maybe they should just be friends, because maybe she doesn't want to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So just be friends and, like, try to, like, just, like, move on from that relationship.
Anybody else have an idea? I mean, is it possible they used to go out and now they're friends, but they're ex-boyfriend and girlfriend, too, and he wants to get back with her?
Well, maybe, like, he could ask her, like, what do you think? And if she really doesn't want to get back together, that he could just, like, try to get
up. Group has a comment.
Yeah.
Just try to, like, move on.
Try to move
on. And if he really can't, then just, like, know that he's... But he doesn't have to show it to her.
Oh, okay. So, like, pretend he doesn't care about her in that way and just... I got it.
So I tried that, and it really didn't work.
Well...
But it worked to be friends,
yeah.
But, like, when I tried to show this person that I didn't care,
yeah,
they thought that I was, like, angry, but I wasn't, and it didn't work to do that.
Oh, that's interesting. So
you could, like, sit down and have a talk with them and tell them?
Don't worry about it.
Pretending that you don't feel something that you feel is really hard.
Like, I feel hungry now, and I expressed my feelings of hunger.
Well, hunger is not the same kind of emotional feeling.
Yeah, I know.
So it may actually be easier to pretend you're not hungry than it is to pretend you don't feel something for someone when they say, I don't want to go out with you anymore.
But, like, if they don't feel the same way about you, they won't know. Like, they're missing out. You know they're missing out. And if you know that they're going to be missing out on something, then it's kind of like, why?
Yeah, I know, but that's so rational, and emotions aren't rational.
Actually, it doesn't work to make a girl jealous, because then they will just think, like, yeah, he doesn't like me anymore.
Right.
Like, I just, like, get over him, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I think it's better to be honest and just say, okay, this is how I feel. I'm really sorry that you don't feel this way. I'm really sorry you don't feel this way, but I can't force you to like me.
Yeah. Here, I have one.
You have a problem?
Okay.
Go for it.
My problem is I had a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I really liked him, and he sent me a message on MySpace, and he said that he wanted to break up with me. I didn't send him a message back because I just decided to pretend he didn't send me a message back. He just sent me a message and I just didn't send him a message back, so I kind of ignored him for the weekend. I just pretended that I didn't see his message. And so it was after the weekend was over on Monday. I pretended like nothing was wrong. He said, didn't you get my message? And I said, what are you talking about? I said, no, I didn't. He said, oh, okay, never mind then. And so we just...
And then everything
like,
was cool?
Message. And my friend said that... She said, oh, yeah, you know, oh yeah, I know that you're off, you know, the rebound and stuff, and I was wondering if I could go out with, I'm not going to say his name,
right,
with him, and I got really upset, and she was going out with him while he was still going out with me.
Whoa. So, okay, let me ask you something. Was this a total surprise when he sent you the message? Was this like out of the blue? You had no idea that he wanted to break up with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I sort of saw it coming. I mean, I didn't really see it coming. I just knew that.
I have a comment.
Okay.
Bring it on.
All right, this is Amari from Florida.
Hi, Amari.
Hi. First of all, that girl really isn't your friend because, you know, she would think about your feelings and the other guy's feelings. So really, that's not her friend, and that's nasty too. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong.
Yeah.
So how are you doing with all of this? You got a surprise whammy from your boyfriend, and then this so-called friend is now going out with him. So
I have something to say.
Okay.
It's Marissa. I have to say that I think he should have told you that in person, not on the internet or anything like that, because, you know, that means he's, you know, behind, like, it's like being behind the whole wall and telling something that, like, that doesn't make him a brave person.
Right.
And he should have told you that he was dating someone else if you were dating him at the same time, and he should have said that maybe you should move on before, like, just sending you an email. Like, I don't think he handled it properly.
That's why I decided not just to pretend that the email never happened. I just decided to ignore it because it's kind of hard just sending him another email.
I mean, do you still want to be his friend or no? I wouldn't, but...
Not my friend anymore, and neither is she. We haven't really talked.
Yeah, I would say that way.
So you guys never really talked about what happened and how you felt about it?
No, but, I mean, they try and talk to me on IM and MySpace and stuff, but I just ignore them.
I think that's probably wise. I mean, that's, like, bullshit.
Okay, I have a problem. It's Keenan.
Okay.
Okay, about, I don't know, 6 months ago, no, probably 8 months ago, my girlfriend broke up with me, and she lives in L.A., and she told me she wasn't ready for a boyfriend yet, and then about 3 months later, she called me, and we were just joking around, and she said that she had been flirting with a 14-year-old, and I said to her, wait, you just said you weren't ready for a boyfriend, and usually when you flirt, you're interested in them, so I didn't know what to do.
Well, you busted her. I mean, she got caught in a lie there. So I think the truth is really she wanted to end the relationship with you, and she didn't know how to say it. So instead, she said the old, I don't think I'm ready for a boyfriend yet. And that's harsh, but I think that's the truth. And so I'm going to ask you, Keenan, would you rather her have been upfront with you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, take that as a lesson, so because someday you're going to probably have a relationship that you want to get out of, and just remember that people appreciate the truth.
Okay. I have a problem also.
Okay.
This is Elena.
Hi.
I had a friend, and she knew I liked this guy, and she asked him out, and they were dating, and my friend, the person who I liked, who was my friend, told me, and she didn't tell me. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, and she knew I liked him, so I'm just like really confused right now.
Well, you shouldn't be confused. It's pretty obvious. What she did was she sabotaged you.
I was like, whoa, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, well, you know, it just makes you wonder. If these people who call themselves your friends, when they have an opportunity to do something behind your back and to do something that's really unfriendly, and they take that opportunity, you kind of have to wonder. I want to ask you, how long were you friends with her?
I was friends with her for 3 years.
I mean, really close friends, huh?
Are you still friends with her? Yeah, I'm not friends with her anymore.
No.
But I haven't really talked to either of them yet.
How long ago did this happen?
It happened about a week ago.
And you've had no communication with them?
Really.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm just kind of like,
I really wish it didn't happen. And sure. What I'm really upset about is that my friend didn't tell me.
Yeah.
When the guy that she was dating did tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You could, like, ask really? Your friend why. Why would she do that if she knew that you liked him?
Yeah, and she just, like, I feel like she did it to just hurt me.
Yeah, she did it to hurt you.
Probably.
Yeah. So I guess, is there anything that she could... Well, let me ask you this. If that's the obvious answer to the question, why, is there anything she could say that would make you trust her again?
Not really.
Okay. So is there anything you need to communicate to her?
I don't really want to have to talk to her again.
There you go. Well, that's your choice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That incident would probably give you license to call her a bad friend.
Yeah, but, you know, the more you talk to other people about what a bad friend she is, the more you're kind of stuck in the whole thing.
Oh, no, I don't mean to go around telling
right.
people what a bad friend she is.
Right.
But, I mean, like, in your mind, you know.
Yeah, you know. And then I have another question for you then. Is what did you learn from this incident? What did you learn that can help you in the future?
Well, I just, like, think not to tell, like, my best friend, even if she's my best friend, that I like someone.
Oh, no, probably. But that's terrible, because if you can't trust your best friend, then what...
Oh, I really don't know, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, hang on a second. Annie, we have Lisa would like to jump in here at Walnut Creek. Go, Lisa. How long have you known this person?
Hello? What?
How long have you known this person?
For 3 years.
3 years, she said.
3 years?
Yeah.
Well, she probably isn't really your friend. She might have just been using you or something.
Right.
Maybe just got, like, information or something.
3 years is a
long
time.
She's probably not, like, a true friend then. Has she ever done this to anybody else?
No. Not that I know of.
I have a comment to say. This is Sally, and I'm actually sitting next to Lena right now. Did she know, like, I mean, did she mean to do it on purpose?
Probably, but I don't
know. Have you talked to her?
I haven't talked to her.
Well, maybe you should talk to her, because maybe she heard a rumor that you didn't like him or something, or maybe she thought that you were mad at her and she wanted to get back at you or something.
Yeah, and also I didn't think that she liked him, so maybe she liked him and she just didn't tell me or something.
Well, sometimes, like, I used to have this problem that my friend actually liked this guy, and then she was like, oh my god, I really, really, really like him. But then I was like, well, I'm not going to tell her I like him because, you know, she might get mad at me or something. So I never told her, and then later on I was like, the guy told me he liked me, and then I was like, okay, yeah, and then, like, I told my friend that I liked him too, and then she was like, oh, okay, I don't really care and stuff. So you actually sometimes have to tell your friends if you really like that guy or something.
Yeah.
It's, like, weird if you don't, because then they'll be like, what the hell?
Right. Right.
He definitely and demand wants to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Like,
who is that? Who wants to get in the conversation?
Florida.
Come on in. Jump in there.
Some friends just want to go with the boy that you like because they know that you like them, and they don't really like the boy, but they just want to go with him because you like him.
Well, let me ask you something. What makes someone a friend then?
I don't know.
Trust.
Well, right. So if someone's going to do that behind your back, there's no trust.
Yeah, I know.
And I would call them something else besides a friend.
Okay. Does anyone here have a big problem with parents?
I do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have, like, this really, like, my brother is, like, really annoying sometimes. And sometimes I'm, like, in really bad moods. And I'm, like, I don't feel like, I don't know, like, I don't feel like playing with you or whatever. And then he just, like, take my phone and stuff. I'm, like, put it down and stuff, and he calls my friend and stuff, and she tells him stuff, and, like, it's really annoying. So one day I was, like, in a really, really bad mood, and I got home, and then he took my phone and he started playing with me. Just because I was using the computer, he wanted to use it, so I was, like, really mad, so I started screaming at him. Then my mom got it in there, so I felt like she was, like, by my brother's side. So I got really mad at her, but then she just, like, screamed at me and, like, yeah.
like, my brother sometimes can be really annoying. Mm-hmm. It's just like you tell him to stop, but he doesn't stop, and it's like, I can't really, like, I don't know, I just get really mad, and sometimes I feel like my mom is always at my brother's side.
So, would you like some advice?
Sure.
Okay, how old are you and how old is your brother?
Well, I'm 13 and my brother's 12, but my brother's really immature.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's your younger brother. What you described for him taking your phone and calling your friends is absolutely unacceptable.
I know, and like texting them and telling people something. Sometimes he just like call people and then like sometimes he called my best friend and then he's a guy and then he's like, oh yeah, like she like he didn't stop and then he was like, what the hell? And yeah.
It's totally it's what he's doing is rude and it's disrespectful and you know, you've told him how you feel about it and he's not listening.
No, and he doesn't stop. That's the problem. Yeah. Like, he doesn't stop and sometimes he can get really, really mad.
Sure.
But he just don't understand and he's like really immature and he's really getting on my nerves right now.
Okay, I understand. And you, I understand why you're angry with him. It seems to me that your mom should be the one to tell him to stop.
I was like, Mom, I like feel like you're always on my brother's side. But she was like, no, you know I love you too, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, you always like whatever. And then she was like, I have to stop too, because I was like, I'm not doing anything. I told him I was in a bad mood, but and he doesn't stop. What do you want me to do? And
okay.
She's like, well, yeah. And she's like, I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this. Does, when your mom tells your brother to do something that has nothing to do with this argument, does he ever listen to your mom?
Yeah, he does listen to my mom sometimes.
He will listen to your mom.
He just take it as, he takes the stuff live as a joke. So it's like, he doesn't really take it. Like, sometimes you're serious, but sometimes you're making a joke, and he doesn't know how to take it when you're serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the problem is that he continues to do what he's doing because there's no consequence. There's no punishment for him to be rude and disrespectful to you. So what you need to do is talk to your mom when you're feeling calm, not in the middle of one of these. Just you and your mom, like, have some quiet time together and say, you know, Mom, I really want to talk to you about my brother and what he does. And I really need your help, Mom, because he doesn't listen to me. If you can get your mom to agree that the kinds of things that he's doing, like swiping your phone and texting your friends and doing that stuff, is bad. If you can get her to agree that it's not a good thing, then that's good. Once you get her to agree to that, you say, Mom, can you help me get him to stop?
Well, my mom is like, well, yeah, you like, yeah, like, I understand that and stuff, but you need to stop because you got an accident and stuff. And I'm like, but I'm just trying to tell him to stop because I told him, like in a good way to stop, but he doesn't listen to me, so what do you want me to do? Because I was, like, really mad, and I, like, scream at him and stuff.
Yeah.
My mom was like, well, you have to stop your attitude, too, and stuff. And I was like, well, I don't know.
You don't know what you're doing. Okay, let me ask you one more thing. Could you hold on to your phone so he can't get it? Is that possible? Can you wear it around your neck or something?
Well, I always have it on my pocket, like, usually, but when I get home, like in the table or something, and he takes it.
Okay, don't
like,
don't put the phone
like,
down.
The computer, and then he's like, he wants to play his game,
yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm using the computer right now. Can you wait? And he's like, no, and he started like, I don't know, messing with me because he wants the computer.
Uh-huh.
Well, Annie, let me jump in here.
Sure.
This is Dr. Beth. What I am wondering is, why do you think he's doing this to you?
I don't know, he's just really immature and annoying sometimes.
He can be
really cool, but sometimes he's just, like, really annoying and immature.
Well, try this on.
And stuff, so I don't know.
Hold on a second. Try this on. What if he is actually so jealous of you, and he thinks you are the best thing since sliced bread, and he's trying to get your attention?
Well, I haven't think about it that way, but it might be true.
I bet it is true. I bet he thinks you are incredible.
I know.
So like this?
Okay.
Okay. So this is Kenan, and I have a problem. Okay. Well, of course. I get angry about things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can be really small, and I think I have
some kind of anger issues. But when I try to tell my parents that, they just say, no, you don't, and yada, 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 even though, like, I've punched, like, dents into my walls and almost kicked my door down once in my room, and it's a pretty solid door.
Uh-huh.
And they still don't believe me.
Okay, so you think you need some help with your anger management.
Or just how to get it through to them.
Well, I wouldn't suggest that you get really angry with them because that's not a good thing.
So how to get it through to them.
I understand. Is there a counselor at your school?
Well, no, I mean, it's not like that bad.
No, I'm not saying you're not
sure.
Really no, listen.
I want my parents to know so that maybe they could help me.
I understand.
Like, not as bad as a counselor.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like they're willing to listen. See, I'll tell you the truth about some parents.
My mom still listens to me, but when I say I have anger problems, she just won't, like, or agree with me.
Okay, listen for a second. Part of the reason that it's hard for her to hear what you're saying is because, and I know this because I'm a mom, that parents don't want to believe there's anything wrong with their kids. Even if their kids are saying, I think I have this problem, parents don't want to hear that because it makes them feel like maybe they did something wrong while they were parenting you that made you develop in a way that you have anger.
And
it's probably totally normal for someone your age to get really mad and sometimes feel out of control. So I was thinking that the reason I mentioned the counselor is that it's an outside person who you could say, you know, I'm wondering if I have anger management problems. And the counselor could say, you know, just having a conversation, saying, well, tell me some of the things that set you off and tell me some of the things you do when you feel like you're out of control. And if in the evaluation of the counselor, he or she says, you know, I think you may benefit from some anger management skills, and then that person can help you convince your peer. How about that?
I have a huge problem with my parents.
Wait, we're here. we're still with Kenan.
We are?
I thought, I don't know, what did he think about what I said?
Oh, no, I believe you, but we don't have a counselor, and I've been doing pretty well with it, but there's been only a couple occasions this year.
Yeah?
It was mainly last year because, like, things were happening.
So maybe you're outgrowing it also, and that could absolutely be true. But I guess my suggestion is always when kids are having trouble getting through to their parents, to get an outside person that you trust.
Oh, well, I do actually, but, like, I can't get a hold of her all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, you know that there are also, when things get really, really bad, there's a great online teen helpline, and it's really easy to remember because it's all nines. It's 1-800-999-9999.
Okay.
And they're there 24/7, and they're really cool people. And whenever you got to feel like I need to talk to someone, you just dial that number, and their people are there, and they're very, very cool.
Annie, I want to jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
We are getting close to the 5 o'clock hour, and I love the conversation. What we are going to do is wrap it up for this week, and we are going to invite Annie Fox and Terry Haig back to the call.
Okay.
And Annie, I'm so grateful for you being a part of this.
Sure.
And for all of the teens who've been participating and helping out with the conversation. You guys are fantastic. We have 7 or 8 people that are sitting here waiting to jump in, and everybody's very interested on this end as well. So just want to thank everybody. Anybody that wants to be a part of the Teen Advisory Board, you need to send me an email at drbeth@drbeth.com and say, I want to be a part of the Teen Board, and we're going to be bringing on different teen speakers. We're going to be bringing on different celebrities, and I would like the teens to be a part of helping me pick who would be on the call and how these calls play out. How to get other teens across the country involved. If you want to be a teen leader and join in, we would love to have your help. And there's actually going to be an opportunity for teens to make money with this process. So as sponsors come on board and teens are in leadership positions, there will be paid positions to have teen circles across the country. So those of you that help build this and be a part of it and are in a leadership position for everybody else, there will be a way to earn some income in this process too. So we're going to wrap that up for this week's National Teen Teleconference. Again, my name is Dr. Beth Halbert, and I want to thank our guests so much, Annie Fox and Terry Legg. I'm so sorry we didn't get a chance to bring you in the conversation, and I want to thank everyone who's participated and listened, everyone that is here live on site, and the crowd roars! Everybody in Florida roars! All right, and we can hear you across the country. Please join us next week, same time, same channel, 4 o'clock Pacific time. We'll start up at a quarter, and we will have Anna, who is the president of the Academy of Business Leadership for Teens. She will be the guest speaker next week, and we will be in at Archway. We'll be live at Archway next week, and we'll have teens all across the country joining in, building the process, and teen tech support on hand. So, again, thank you, everybody, and take great care. Bye.
Bye.
Take this lesson home. Compassion is a key to life. Learn this lesson well. Compassion is a key. Life. Compassion is the key to life. There's no such thing as perfection. There's no such thing as perfection.